crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kusinek, the astronaut, who stands and steals by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's a blind for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. I'm joined by my co-host Marie Michelle. And going to be a fun day. We got State of the Union coming in with their brand new stuff. And
SOTU, that's what they go by, State.
SOTU. Right.
Thank you.
What do they call that?
An acronym? It's supposed to be easier, but they're harder for me.
Yeah. And so State of the Union, and then Arthur Nason might be stopping by later.
Nice.
Play some new stuff, too. So, and yeah, we had a fun week, huh?
I guess you could say it. It's always
Saw the MC50 the other
that
day.
Yeah.
I'll have to play some MC5. I don't have it queued up right now, but... yeah, MC50, it was Wayne Kramer and the guitarist from Soundgarden.
That was sublime, what he brings to that show.
It was a really fun show.
Oh, my God.
And Detroit Cobras opened up.
Yeah, powerful.
But very cool. And I got a call.
Powerful.
I'll take it
Detroit rock.
Right off. I usually don't take a call in the beginning, but let's do it.
Breaking the rules.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey.
What's going on, Rosie?
Well...
You have a request?
I've gotten out of the basement.
You're
yeah, actually, I do.
Okay.
I have two.
What do you got?
I got Sister Morphine and...
Little Stones?
Moonlight Mile.
Nice.
So you want a Stones twofer.
A twofer.
All right. Yes. Remember those, Marie.
Stones
do you need
are always
a, do you need a pen
nerves.
And paper? I can't remember anything today.
Marie will remember because she's a woman. She remembers everything.
I have to write
That's
things
me.
Down.
She's writing it down.
Oh, she's writing it down.
Yep.
And then you can throw in some Iggy.
Iggy Pop. We'll get that in
Little
there.
Icky.
Yep.
I have something queued up. This is a local band, Mr. Airplane Man, who I like very much.
Oh, yeah, that was a great
They're like
show.
A duo that
yeah,
kick ass.
Yeah, they rock it, I know.
Couple of beautiful women.
Good girls.
And,
good bad girls.
I believe this
that's
one's...
That's that band. Those girls.
Well, the girls rock.
I saw it on the internet, yeah.
You saw them? You checking them out?
I don't know.
Well,
what
I didn't listen to them.
I don't know what she's excited
Marie
about. But
Marie really liked them.
Oh, well, I posted
they must be really cool.
The picture. They are. Yeah.
Right on. Well, we're going to play Little Mr. Angels. Airplane Man now, and we're going to say bye to Rosie. Bye, Rosie.
Thanks for calling in, Rosie. It's been a while.
And this is Mr. Airplane Man. I'm in love on MFO.
Thank you. moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you. It's so easy to play up and break down. It's so easy to cry in the window. It's so easy to fool with the sound. We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO.
In Medford.
Rolling Stone, Sister Morphine there, going out to Rosie. And yes, we started that block off with Mr. Airplane Man, I'm in Love. We had The Car as kind of a different version there of Moving in Stereo. And yeah, getting some classic rock requests, starting to sound like my Journey Free classic rock show I used
that
to do
nice.
Over here.
Relaxed me.
Yeah. Cars.
Good.
Cars going out to Ricky. I see people are, there's a few Ramones requests on Facebook. If you don't know what I'm talking about, where I'm looking at Facebook on it's a crash course for the Ravers page on Facebook. But you can also call me at 855-915-9636. Maybe that's what State of the Union is looking for, the phone number. Again, 855-915-9636.
You have your phone.
They should be here any minute. No, I don't. I don't ever want people to call me on my cell phone while I'm
on
here. That's not a good move. Right. Cal asked, we'll get his Susie as a headbanger, definitely, in the Kinks block. He said...
The Ramones block, not the Kinks block.
I mean, the Ramones block, but he asked for some Kinks, Tired of Waiting. And I think we'll get...
We played it last week, right?
It was either last week or the week before we played it. So, you know, let's pick things up a notch. We'll play some Kinks. Not that one.
The Kinks were always good.
Especially this one on MFO.
dig that goddamn rock and roll. The kind of stuff that don't save souls. And I'm just horny enough to throw a blind screw through some halo. Now Jill's bucket Jack had to hold. So Abby dug himself some Alice hole. Humpty dumped it till it done explode.
With a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah, great new stuff there from the Pee Wees off Rumbar Records. That just got that in the mail. Christine, the album's Moving Target, the band the Pee Wees. Started that off with a Kink song, Sleepwalker, off a catalog. We had the Cramps in there. Goddamn rock and roll. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering Alice Cooper. I'll play Alice later on in the show. Be My Lover, that one was. And, yeah. If you got a request, 855-915-9636 is the number. We just heard a song, Christine. There's lots of songs about girls. Here's another one. Just put it next to it, not, it was just by chance, but this one's by the Flash Cubes. It's called Natalie on MFO.
Other guys, we couldn't tell. taking your throat. Well, Sandy, just joking, joking. And not about a pal, no pal, no. Let's go.
Get you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with State of the Union there. A Man Overboard. And I have them right here in the studio with me. I guess they brought me some new stuff. Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
How are you, Brian?
I'm doing great. We got Joe Perry, not from Aerosmith, Joe Perry from State of the Union. Don't get them confused.
Correct.
Joe Moyer over here. He plays bass. Joe Perry plays guitar and sings. Both of you guys sing.
Yep.
Does Sandy sing?
Absolutely.
Sometimes. Backups. We got Sandy Summer. She does the drumming. And you guys been on the show before? And
a couple of times.
Yeah. North Shore guys. You guys, Joe and Joe grew up together pretty much, right?
We've known each other since like 8th grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When did you start your first band?
High school. It was definitely a long time ago. Longer than we want to remember.
That's crazy. What was the name of your first band?
First it was called Police State, but that only lasted about a year. It switched over to State of the Union, and it's been State of the Union ever since.
Right on.
Yeah.
The new album's Panaflex Blue, and I guess we'll hear the first track off it, huh? Small Town Hero?
Awesome.
Right on. There's State of the Union. The number is 855-915-9636 if you want to talk to the boys and girl. And here's the first track off the album.
The friend of man, your voice is said.
Yeah. Great stuff. Brand new from State of the Union and playing over again. I'm going to take that out of the CD player because I'm not used to it and use the other one. What's that, Joe?
I was going to say, just a little bit of trivia for everybody. That song, first time it ever got played was here on WMFO, the last time we were here.
Oh, okay.
Acoustically.
I was going to ask, is that the debut of it?
So that was the second time that's been played, and it's been about, I don't know, it's been a little bit apart, but just for those who keep track of trivia, that was the first time we ever got played.
The name of the album's Panaflex Blue. What is a Panaflex Blue?
That's hard to describe. It's the color blue, but so vivid, it's Panaflex. Like, that was the intent of what that meant to be. Not bright blue, dark blue, light blue, but Panaflex blue.
Okay. It's new to my vocabulary, but that doesn't seem much.
Yeah, it was a word I stumbled.